USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue crews in Surfside, Florida continued to look through rubble after a high-rise condo partially collapsed at 1:30 in the morning. Nearly 100 people are still unaccounted for.
I can assure you that these fire rescue personnel, the best in the world, the ones that are called upon to come out in crises everywhere, are working as hard as could possibly be. They are so motivated.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. She said structural engineers are trying to determine what caused the collapse. There are reports that the roof was being worked on at the time. The New York State Appellate Court suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license after concluding that he lied about the election fraud. Giuliani made demonstrably false and misleading statements about the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
A man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has received another life sentence. A federal judge sentenced Gregory Bush, 53, to life plus 10 years for six federal hate crime and firearm charges. The New York State Appellate Court suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license after concluding that he lied about the election fraud. The decision by a disciplinary panel stated that Giuliani, former President Trump's personal lawyer, made demonstrably false and misleading statements about the 2020 election. The state also ties Giuliani's false claims about an unfair election that helped incite the storming of the Capitol in January. The ruling states several instances of misconduct and misstatements by Giuliani, which served as the basis for its motion to suspend his license. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
DHS is pledging to do something about the forced labor in China. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a withhold release order against a Hoshin Silicon Valley Chinese company that the U.S. claims relies on forced labor from Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in the northwest region of China, to make silica for solar panels, electronics, and other goods. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas explains how the U.S. will continue to import solar panels despite the withhold release.
We are focused on solar panels because of their advantages with respect to environmental impacts. But, and this is very important, we're going to root out forced labor wherever it exists, and we'll look for alternative products to achieve the environmental impacts that are a critical goal of this administration.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The state of Colorado will begin redistricting next week based on the 2020 census. With more, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting after the 2020 census. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.